This is National Autograph Collecting Week, and as we know, the hunting of celebrity autographs on every conceivable surface, from baseballs to the backs of hands, has never been more frenzied. Back in the late 1800s, one of the fads among young people was the autograph book, and with it came the art of writing tokens of affection for one's friends in these small, cherished volumes. The spirit of this craze is kept alive on the inside covers of school yearbooks and in the gossipy slam books that pre-adolescent girls circulate among themselves to dish the latest middle school news. Boys certainly aren't expected any longer to sign their names with a rhyme unless they're rapping. But 100 years ago, a young man had to have a flair for the quatrain and a good steady hand with a fountain pen. In my then-teenage grandmother Mary's autograph album from 1894, for example, Charlie Klatatsky wrote in his flowing script, "Dear Mary, a line of my writing, oh, what shall it be? A token of friendship from Charlie to thee." A good number of the other rhymes are serious, like Annie Smollett's cautionary admonition, "Beauty may win, but virtue must retain that happiness which we do wish to gain." And then there are old chestnuts like Oma Sindelar's, "Leaves may wither, flowers may die, friends may forget you, but never will I." Others teased and joshed, like this from her pal Annie Suchan, "The door is locked, the key is in the cellar, no one is home but Mary and her feller." Evidently something was in the air, because tucked away in the album next to a comic postcard from the young man who would later become her husband and my grandfather was this rhyme from her loving friend Mary Caspar, "Apples are good, peaches are better, when you get married, send me a letter." Not too many years later, Mary would have gotten that note.